Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are gathered here tonight among fellow members of our families and our extended family through the Church of Jesus Christ. The words read to you that the Lord's word may dwell about you are words that most of you probably have memorized. You've heard them year after year. If you watched Charlie Brown's Christmas special, you would have recognized it from when Linus dropped his blanket and read these words loud and proud. But this year, maybe we should dwell on a couple of those words. You see, when the angels came to the shepherds, it said that the shepherds were sore afraid. This was a gripping fear, a fear that made them cower in the presence of these holy angels, a fear that needs to be cast out, a fear that is placed on us everywhere we go, every commercial I see or listen to tries to grip me in fear. And I think tonight, here in the house of the Lord, surrounded by our family, the words of the angels are important. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Even if you have not graced these halls and these walls since the beginning of March, and even if you were here on Sunday, these words are meant for you. I cannot tell you how happy I am to see your faces here this evening, that I get to rejoice with you, my fellow believers in Jesus Christ, that we may have these words written, proclaimed, preached, and placed into our hearts. These are good tidings of great joy. A great joy that the fear of the outside world cannot conquer. A joy that reminds us of a God who conquered fear and death and the devil for us. This baby, born in the city of David, is Christ the Lord. You know this Christ. You have heard this Christ preached week after week, year after year, decade after decade. This Christ, Jesus, who was born in God's proper time. The same word by which all of the heavens and the earth were made was then taken upon flesh. And this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords, did not have a kingly throne here on earth. Rather, he was born in a barn. And instead of a crib, he had a feeding trough to be laid in. And yet it's fitting that our God would do this. He humbled himself to be born of a virgin. And he humbled himself to be placed in a feeding trough. But this is the love of our Savior. I want you to walk away this night in joy. In joy of the love that your God has for you. When you look at the people around you, I want you to look at them and say, brother and sister, I love you because of what God has done for me and for you. You see, every person whose eyes you look into is a person whom God loved enough to send his only begotten Son to suffer and die for. And if we looked at each other that way, I think we'd have a little bit more humanity in this world. And so we are reminded of how we are called to live as Christians. We are called to give away the worldly lusts. We are called to live soberly, righteously, and in godly fear and trembling, not of the world, not what of it can do, but of the God who judges those sins. But also, not just in fear of him, but remembering his love. That his love casts out fear. His love is perfect in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so that when he looks at you, he remembers that you are baptized. You are clothed in the robe of Christ's righteousness, which washed away all your sins. That when our Almighty Judge looks at you, he says, this is a son or daughter who has been announced that his sins or her sins are forgiven. And that when he looks at you, and that you receive the body and blood of his son, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, he looks at you and says, go, your sins are forgiven. And so this night, even if we have to go back out in that world tomorrow and the next day, we will not be afraid. For we will have the joy of the love of Jesus Christ in us and around us. May we rejoice. May we gather here week after week to sing his praises, loudly and boldly telling everyone what he has done. May we receive these gifts. May we spend time with our loved ones. And may we go out to a neighbor who desperately needs this same Jesus that we hold so near. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And so the church sings, all this for us our God has done, granting love through his own Son. Therefore all Christendom rejoice and sing his praise with endless voice. Alleluia. Amen.